Hey, Brian, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
How weird is this going to be Sunday? I mean, I know you try to probably make it a normal football game, but how special will it be? How weird is it going to be?
It'll be weird, as far as warm-ups and all of that stuff. But once the ball snaps, it's football. And it's a very important game for both of us, just like I thought it would be.
Hey, Brian, is this a game that you almost would have preferred not to have played your first season with a new team, just having the Eagles on the schedule and having to go through this experience emotionally?
No, football is football. It shouldn't make a difference on when you play a certain team. You have to be able to get all the distractions out of your head, regardless if you're playing your former team or family members, whatever it is. Once the ball is snapped, you need to be able to focus on your responsibilities and do the task at hand. And so it really wouldn't have made a difference either way.
Brian, how much have you thought about and looked forward to the fan reaction you're going to get Sunday before the game?
Obviously, it's crossed my mind what's going to be like. But whatever it is, I know they've appreciated me just like I've appreciated them over the years. So, I don't expect anything crazy.
Doc, when you look at this offense on tape, is there anything that surprises you, or are they what you expected?
No, this is what I expected. I played under Andy for so many years, and I know what he likes to do as an offense, and they definitely have the weapons to do everything he wants to do now. And so, they're spreading the ball around, they're getting into their playmakers, and it's a big play offense, and that's what Andy's always preached and always what he's looked to have as an offense.
Brian, Jeffrey Lurie said the other day that you will always be an Eagle. When you do retire, do you see any problem with coming back and bonding with this organization?
I don't have to come back to bond with our organization. I'm already bonded with them. I remember all good times with the organization, and so that part of me will always be there as far as being having a family there in Philadelphia, just like. I left Jacksonville. Just because I leave there don't mean that I don't have family there and I don't have loved ones there. It's the same way with Philly.
Doc, when you hit the field, when you come out, the introductions, are you going to do that old Doc routine, or what do you think is going to happen with that? Are you going to do the roll on the ground thing?
I have no idea. I am who I am. And you guys know that, obviously, hopefully by now, that whatever I feel like at that time is what I'm going to do. I love the game so much, love to play it, and still blessed to do it at a high level, so I'm going to continue to do what I do, and whatever I feel like doing at that time is what's going to be done.
Sheldon Brown suggested, that you might not even come out for the pregame warm-ups because, whenever you've gotten very emotional, you've kind of kept yourself inside. Do you foresee that you may not even get out there for warm-ups and just kind of keep to yourself in the locker room before the game?
I don't know. Again, it's nothing that's going to be pre-planned, or it's whatever I'm feeling. If that be the case, and if I'm overhyped and even more hyped than usual, when maybe I need to chill out and now, we'll think about it.
Brian, how long did it take you to get over not still being here, and how did you deal with that whole situation?
Well, it was a very emotional thing, but I'm not going to hash and dive off to that pick on Scavs and all that stuff. It took me a little bit. The Broncos that welcomed me in with open arms, and like I said earlier, I just remember all the good times in Philadelphia, and that's what I took.
What has the first year in Denver been like for you?
Oh, it's been great. A lot of folk didn't expect us to do anything this year. And, we've been able to gel fast and, put up a good season thus far. We still have some things yet to do, obviously, but from what people expected out of us and how much they were dogging us players out, and even Josh, from all the stuff that happened this offseason, I'm very, very, very happy about the progress. Obviously, there's been some games I wish we could have won and played better ball and not make so many mental mistakes. But again, that's one of those things that happen when you have a group that's trying to gel.
Because of where you are record-wise, does this have the feeling of a playoff game?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, I said this before I even, before this date even came, that I thought that this would be a game that would be important for both teams, and it is. They're Obviously, it's a lot more important for us than it is for the Eagles, but it's important for those guys also. They want to win, and, you know, I know the mentality around there is about this time of the year, about playing your best football and pushing forward and trying to increase their standings.
Doc, how closely do you follow the Eagles this year?
Oh, very close. I'm always on the phone with different guys talking from week to week and checking on them, making sure they're healthy and making sure everything is all right with them. And like I said, just because you move on does not mean that you leave all your family behind.
Well, the Eagles have talked about how they wish things had been handled differently. They have, you know, some regrets about the way it ended here. When you look at the whole sequence of events that took you to Denver, how do you look back on it? Does part of you ever wish you finished your career here, or, you know, how do you look at the whole sequence?
It is what it is at this point. None of that stuff is going to fix or better anything. I'm a Denver Bronco. Everything happens for a reason. And I came out here for a reason. And this was the Lord's will for me to be out here to do what I can with this organization, with these group of guys. And that's what I'm trying to do is be led and allow him to use me in this place like he did in Philadelphia. So, like I said, good things, good memories is what I'm going to choose to take and have with Philip from Philadelphia.
Who do you talk to the most there, Doc, here? Who do you end up keeping most in contact with?
Oh, I'm constantly talking with Quinn. Michael and Westbrook and Sheldon from time to time, and five from time to time.
Brian, you've spoken about how things were measured, how your performance has always sort of been measured by your age the last couple of years. Do you feel a measure of satisfaction coming back here with a successful team, having had a successful season so far personally, that your age hasn't been a hindrance?
Well, That's for people outside to write about and talk about and try to find whatever they can of why I didn't make a specific play at different times of in my career. As for me, I know what I still can do, and I've said that. I know that that's what I still can do and what I'm still blessed to be able to do. And that's bring a lot of things to the football team on and off the field. And so satisfaction, because we are having a decent season, I'm not satisfied. I'm optimistic about what we can do still going forward. Obviously, we are still in the position that we can still do what we set out to do from the beginning.
How does your
but
role
I'm definitely not, with definitely not satisfied.
Do you feel vindicated at all?
Say again?
Do you feel vindicated at all?
That's for everybody else to write about and talk about. All I know is, you know, what are my teammates in this locker room saying about me? That's all that matters. That's all that matters. What are my coaches depending on me to do? And what are my teammates here in Denver? What do they think about me? And what do they anticipate? Or what do they depend on me to do game in and game out? And do I do that for them?
Brian, speaking of that, they handed you the leadership mantle right off the bat there. Did that surprise you, the respect level that they had for you when you got to Denver?
Well, they didn't hand me anything. Leadership is earned. Those are things that happen behind doors and conversations and work ethic and just the way that I am as a blessed man of God. You don't just hand leadership over to people.
Were you aware of just how emotional the fans were when you left? And I mean, people were giving away season tickets they'd had for 50 years and all that, you know. Were you aware of that, and what did that mean to you?
Well, that was kind of expected as far as the outpour of emotion, and because we know this, I connected with the fan base in Philadelphia like I had never thought I would be able to. I didn't had heard so much about them going there, but when I played for so many years the way I played the game, that we connected in a special way. So to know that they were going to feel that way was kind of expected. But at the end of the day, I know that they're Philadelphia fans, and they're going to back their team. And that doesn't surprise me that, you know, those games are still being sold out, and the fan base is just as electric as it always has been.